yesterday, the first accuser that came out against Roy Moore, Lee Korfman, she finally granted an interview to the Today Show. And in essence, in that interview, she reiterated her initial accusations, but she provided no substantiated proof. Ms. Korfman, of course, and I'm not trying to demean her, but she does have in her background 3 divorces. She has a multiplicity of financial problems on her record. And something that was reported yesterday, and it was just reported, I've not seen substantiated proof of this, but evidently, according to the report that came out, she has accused a number of other men of unwanted physical advances, including several pastors, according to one report. Well, the fourth person who accused Judge Roy Moore is the only one, and I'm talking about Mrs. Nelson, who has anything remotely close to what could be called evidence. And I'm talking about the yearbook notes supposedly written by Roy Moore. We talked about this a little bit at the end of last week. Well, over the weekend, the Moore campaign again demanded the release of that yearbook for examination by forensics experts to determine the age of the ink, the validity of the supposed signature. And of course, over the weekend, Gloria Allred, who is the attorney for Mrs. Nelson, refused to release that note. And so, Sam, here we are with accusations against a man who has had a 40-year public service history with nothing like this that has ever showed up. And so it looks like to me, Sam, it's fairly simple. You've got this one piece of evidence. Why in heaven's name would Gloria Allred not release it when she's the one who used it in the initial press conference accusing Judge Moore?
Well, Dave, I think that goes to the heart of, and again, we can make accusations and we can formulate opinions on this, but I think her refusal to release that supposed evidence for an accurate review tells me that the interest here is not to actually prove, but it is the allegation. It's to keep alive the allegation until we go past the election. This now sticks up there as a charge. If there is an ability to prove or disprove, therefore to warrant this allegation or to discredit the allegation, or in this case, remove the indictment against Roy Moore or substantiate it, you could conclusively do that by evaluating this signature. So her refusal to do so, Dave, clearly says that justice is not the key. Doing what is right by either the accuser, this Mrs. Nelson, or by Judge Muir, the accused, that's not obviously the goal either. Otherwise, she would have released it. So it tells it's in a political, it's in a selfish directed motivation. And of course, that's what raises the questions, why it's legitimate to look and say something really stinks about this thing when those who raise the accusation refuse to actually provide the evidence for an impartial evaluation. So this is what the fundamental thing underneath of it is, which says, all right, Roy Moore, and he stands up and says, I deny it. I go more to him and say, I believe you, then I go to the other and I say, believe Mrs. Nelson, whose attorney will not allow the evidence to be evaluated.